I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Support. All of us need it now and then during those occasional life crises or perhaps because of the more chronic ongoing challenges we face. The most fortunate among us can draw on people who love and care about us, sometimes at a moment's notice. And sometimes these relationships leave a deep and everlasting imprint, changing the course of our lives. As we hear from this week's essayist, Nadege Giroux.
I believe in the kindness of the human heart and that love turns strangers into friends. Getting pregnant in 2012 was a dream come true. Finally, after 11 years of marriage and much emotional turmoil, there was a baby on the way. After the initial excitement subsided, my mind was left with doubt. Was I ready? A girlfriend of mine, who at the time had just had a child, suffered tremendous emotional and mental strain. She later got diagnosed with postpartum depression. I worried that having suffered depression in the past, the same fate was inescapable for me. Being an immigrant, most of my family and friends live abroad. I'll be pretty isolated, I thought to myself. Then one day, my counselor mentioned Rhode Island's Families First program. I'd never heard of it before and was intrigued. They pair you up with another mentor mom for weekly visits, my counselor said. It sounded comforting. Then came the delivery day. There was so much inexplicable, unforgettable joy, but there was also panic, the now what, the restlessness, the feeling of being utterly unprepared. Soon after, I called Families First. The program coordinator paid me a visit, getting to know me better so that she could match me best based on my personality and background. Shortly after, my mentor visited me for the first time. I was anxious, excited, so many thoughts and feelings to share. Heather, my mentor, immediately charmed me with her motherly warmth and passionate soul. She came over weekly, and every time I had so many questions and concerns typical of new mommyhood, she alleviated them all. Every time she left my house, I felt, I'm fine, I can do this. And now that my child has turned 1 year old, I see that this relationship, filled with so much kindness, empowered me and made me strong. It warded off the much-feared postpartum depression, which happens to so many mothers. I got to bond via breastfeeding with my little son without the worry of having to take antidepressants that could transfer to the child via breast milk. But the most astonishing thing is that now Heather is no longer a visiting mentor. She's a dear friend, a gift in my life. I would have never believed something like this could happen before, but I sure believe it now.
Nadege Giroux lives in Warwick, Rhode Island, and is delighted to be a full-time mom and homemaker. She moved to Rhode Island from Russia 15 years ago. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.